Hello out there in Flat Picking Guitar Magazine newsletter lesson land. We're going to do some chord paradigms today, and I'm excited to talk about these and play them for you. We're going to begin with the chord progression of 1-4-1. Of course, in the key of G, this is G, C, G. The first thing we're going to do is I'm going to play the scale for you. On the other portions of this lesson, I'm probably not going to do that, so go ahead and refer back to this one, as this is the introduction. Here's the typical G major scale, as a flat picker might play it. In open position, I'm going to use the higher octave just for the sake of this lesson, and it sounds like this. Okay, and of course we number these notes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 1, or 8, depending on how you look at that. 1 and 8 being the same note, G. The octave, 8, like an octopus, 8. 8 notes to get there. Now, the chords that I'm going to play are listed in the lesson, and they sound like this. What's happening is in the highest note of the chord, you have the fifth note of that G scale, and then the sixth note of the G scale. Now, some of you that are familiar with this might think of this as the third of the C chord, but in the paradigm chord world, we're thinking of this how it relates to a G major scale. So what you're hearing here is 5-6-5 as it relates to the sound of the scale G major. Okay, the next paradigm is going to be 5-4-3, and it sounds like this. There's the 5, here's the 4, and here's the 3. So what I'm doing there is I'm encouraging you to play these chords not only as full chords, but to break them up into arpeggios, because this way you not only do you hear it like this, but you get to hear the top note individually if you do something like this. Okay. Let's go to number 3. It's going to be the scale degrees, as they would say, is 3-4-3. And it sounds like this. I'm sure this is reminding you of certain fiddle tunes or certain folk songs that you already know. And that's the idea. This is going to help ingrain how chords and melodies work together. The final one for 1-4-1 is going to be the scaled numbers 1-1-1, and that sounds like this. I'll arpeggiate that one because what you're hearing is the same note up on top. Check it out. In the next two MP3s for this lesson, I'll be playing the paradigms for the chord progression 1-5-1, which will be G, D, G. And then I'll conclude with the paradigms, putting it together, 1-4-5-1, which would be G, C, D, going back to the G. You won't believe how this will expand your ears and help you connect ideas in the folk music world, which of course is all based on moving around the 1, 4, and 5 chords.